Hello, my name is Yasushi. I'll introduce about the first day which I came to the US. Actually, I'm studying abroad now, so this is the first time which I came to US. So I'm from Japan, so I left Haneda Airport in Japan and to LA Airport LAX. The date was the date was March 26th, maybe. And after I arrived at the airport, I had to find the driver who can take me to the UCR extension. But I couldn't find the driver at the first time, so I walk around the place where I arrived, and I really walked hard to find the driver. And finally I found her, and I gathered the place which is other I gathered the place in the airport. So there are many students from Japan. So they are also studying in Yusha Extension with me. So we introduced about by ourselves and talk a little bit, and we left LAX and went to Yusha Extension. Thank you for listening. Hello everyone, my name is Yasushi. So my partner Dylan mention about my speech, which is my first day in America. So he said my good point is the content was clear, and the content is also related to topic, and I described the time following the order passed to the first to future. So it is, he said, it is really easy to understand what happened to me. But on the other hand, he said, sometimes my pronunciation was hard to listen, so he listened several times to understand my speech, and I used many hesitations, so I want to improve this part in our next speech. Thank you. Hello everyone, my name is Yasushi. So today I'm going to talk about my favorite book. The name is Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Written by Philip K. Dick. It is published in 1968. It is very old, but it is so interesting science fiction story. The story is about future. So there's the androids, which is like slave of human. So and people expand their territory to the Mars. So many people moved in Mars to live. But one day, eight androids escaped from Mars and came to the Earth. So they came to the Earth to revenge people. So they are so dangerous. So So in order to kill them, the main character, whose name is Rick Deckard, got a mission to kill those androids for earning money. That is so interesting story. After I read this book, I thought about what is human, what is androids, what is the difference of between those. So, and this story became movie. The name is Blade Runner. Blade Runner. The actor, famous actor Harrison Ford is the role of Rick Deckard. So please watch or read this book. It is so interesting, and maybe you can get some thought about what is human. Thank you for listening. Hello everyone, my name is Yasushi. So today I'm going to talk about my favorite book. The name is Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Written by Philip K. Dick. It is published in 1968. It is very old, but it is so interesting science fiction story. The story is about future. So there's the androids, which is like slave of human. So and people expand their territory to the Mars. So many people moved in Mars to live. But one day, eight androids escaped from Mars and came to the Earth. So they came to the Earth to revenge people. So they are so dangerous. So in order to kill them, the main character, whose name is Rick Deckard, got a mission to kill those androids for earning money. That is so interesting story. After I read this book, I thought about what is human, what is androids, what is the difference of between those. So, and this story became movie. The name is Blade Runner. Blade Runner. The actor, famous actor Harrison Ford is the role of Rick Deckard. So please watch or read this book. It is so interesting, and maybe you can get some thought about what is human. Thank you for listening. Hello everyone. So today I'm going to talk about my favorite activity. That is cooking. So it has been my hobby for 7 or 8 years. So I just do it by alone, and of course I do it at home. And when it became my hobby, I was maybe junior high school student. I was a junior high school student, so I do it. The tendencies I do it maybe once each 2 weeks, and now I live alone, so I do it almost every day. And the reason why I like it because I can make tasty food, and also the tasty food can make me happy. And while I'm cooking, I can release my stress. And of course, I can do it also in California because I live in California now and I live alone. So I usually do it every day. And the hobby cooking could be job, could be a job like chef or cook. But I don't want to be chef or cook because as my thought, hobby is just hobby, so I don't want to turn hobby into job. Thank you for listening.